Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're visiting today at the historic Mitchell County Courthouse in Bakersville, and we have with us today...
Royceen Jones.
And you are the...
Director of Elections for Mitchell County.
So now, today is the day. Early voting is underway from now until November the 3rd?
Yes, that's correct.
So, in Mitchell County, what are the hours, and where can you early vote?
The hours will be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., except for Saturday. We have one Saturday, November the 3rd, and the hours will be from 8 to 1 on that day.
And are you voting again at the Board of Elections office and over at the Spruce Pine Town Hall?
Yes, we are.
So that's really available even for everybody to come. It's one-stop voting again. Tell us quickly what one-stop voting means.
It means that you can come and vote in one location regardless of what precinct you're in. Also, you can... register to vote and vote the same day.
Okay. And you can only do that during the one stop, the early voting, and then on election day, if you're not already registered, you can't vote.
That's correct.
How many different polling places are there in the county on election day?
We have 9 locations.
So they're all over the county. There's still 9 precincts.
Yes, there's still 9 precincts.
And, of course, to find out about the returns, probably the best thing to do this day and time, it used to be, I can remember you writing them down on overhead projectors. I can remember the old days. So now, really, the state's website is a good way to be able to keep up with it on election night if you're curious who wins and who doesn't.
Yes, the state website stays up to date continuously. And also, we will run the results upstairs in the old courthouse.
So if you want to come over and see that, you'd actually be here as long as you're still counting them.
Yes, as long as we're still counting them, it will be updated just as quick as the precincts come in.
Right. This time around, we're voting for everything from U.S. House all the way to county commission, school board, and everything. There's a lot of decisions to be made.
Yes, there is a lot of decisions to be made statewide, locally, and we also have 6 constitutional amendments.
Okay, so there's a lot on there. Is there an easy way online or something, or an easy way for folks, if they'd like to, before they vote, get a look at a sample ballot?
Yes, we have a sample ballot on our website at mitchellcounty.org. Go to the elections page, and there should be a sample ballot there. There's a sample ballot on WKYK WTOE's website. Mm-hmm. And the state board, you should be able to pull up a sample ballot from the state board's website as well.
Okay, so early voting begins literally today. What are the hours again?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And it'll be Monday through Friday till, and then that one Saturday till noon or 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Okay. If folks need more information, just get in touch with you guys, and good luck with a smooth election.
All right, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Ms. Jones. And I do want to remind you that one-stop voting, early voting in North Carolina, begins everywhere today. It runs through November 3rd. Everybody's following basically the same pattern. Today through Friday, Monday through Friday of next week, Monday through Friday of the week after that, and then on that one Saturday until 1 p.m., 8 until 1 on that Saturday. It's all pretty much mandated by the legislature. In Mitchell County, early voting will take place at the Mitchell County Board of Elections office in Bakersville in the Spruce Pine Town Hall. In Burnsville, in Yancey County, it will be at the Board of Elections office there off the Burnsville Bypass, and the Board of Elections office in Avery County. As always, there is a place to vote if you live in McDowell County, in the McDowell County Courthouse, and also at Old Fort. So it's pretty much how it always is. It is one-stop voting, so if you are not registered for some reason, if you've not gotten yourself registered, one-stop voting does allow you to go in, register, and vote on that day. So you can still vote as long as you go to the early voting. If you have not registered, you will not be able to vote on election day. Whether you take advantage of one-stop voting and vote early, or you vote on election day, please be sure to vote. Let your voice be heard. Thank you again to Royceen Jones, who is the Director of Elections in Mitchell County, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.